Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Friendships play a huge role in our lives, helping to bring moments of joy, mutual support, and companionship into our days. But sometimes things don't end so well. Friendships can end suddenly or fade out over time, and it can lead to a roller coaster of emotions as you try to process what happened and why the friendship ended, not to mention what to do next. Unfortunately, we don't talk about the end of friendships enough, so in this episode, I'm changing that. I'll help you figure out how to navigate your way through things so you can work through your emotions, identify how to process things, and move forward. So, let's talk. Hi, I'm Jeremy Godwin, and I'm a writer and mental health counselor. Let's face it, the end of any relationship sucks. It can feel like things have unraveled, and you're left trying to pick up the pieces. But the end of a friendship? Whether it fades out slowly over time or is severed abruptly, it carries with it a unique kind of heartache, one that we don't talk about enough. Sure, there are plenty of books and films out there about the end of romantic relationships, but where's the ones about the friend who turned out to not be a friend after all? What does coping with the end of a friendship mean? It means much more than just moving past the loss. It involves understanding the impact of that loss, both on your day-to-day life and on your mental well-being. Broadly speaking, it's about adapting to the change and finding ways to fill the void left behind. It's also about accepting that you may never have answers to all the questions you're left with. Sometimes people choose to end a relationship for no reason other than where they're at in life. It feels personal, but it's not about you. It's about them and where they're at. So, why is it important to process the end of a friendship? Beyond the obvious discomfort the situation brings, letting go of a friendship and moving forward helps prevent negative emotions from taking root. It's also an opportunity for self-reflection and growth, allowing you to think about what you'll take away from the relationship and what you want in the future, as well as what you don't want. Yes, the end of any relationship hurts, but there are lessons to be learned in every situation. By actively working through your feelings, you can emerge stronger, more resilient, and with a clearer understanding of what you value in your relationships. Now let's explore some practical steps to navigate through friendship breakups. Tip 1. Be honest about your feelings. It's completely normal to feel sad, angry, or confused. Instead of trying to suppress your emotions, let yourself feel what you really feel and give yourself permission to grieve. Acknowledging your feelings is the first step towards healing. This helps to validate your emotional experience, allowing you to process and move through your emotions rather than getting stuck. Tip 2. Reflect on the friendship. Just because it ended, that doesn't mean it wasn't great before that. Unless it was a toxic relationship, in which case, be glad it's over. Celebrate the good times rather than focusing solely on the loss. Take some time to think about what the friendship brought to your life and what its end signifies. This can be cathartic, providing a sense of closure and helping you understand what you might want from future friendships. You can do this through journaling or meditation, focusing on the positive aspects as well as the lessons learned. Tip 3. Reach out to other friends. Strengthening your other friendships helps remind you that you're not alone, which you're not. It also reinforces the idea that while one friendship has ended, others continue to thrive. This is crucial for maintaining social support, which is essential for good mental health. Tip 4. Set boundaries if necessary. If the end of the friendship was especially painful or if it ended on bad terms, setting boundaries is key. This might mean taking a break from mutual friends, if you're likely to run into your former friend, or adjusting your social media settings. This step is helpful because it protects your emotional well-being, allowing you space to heal. Tip 5. Focus on your self-care. Now is the time to be kind to yourself. Engage in activities that nourish your body and soul, whether that's reading a book, taking a long walk, practicing yoga, or becoming an expert at origami. Whatever works for you. Self-care boosts your mood, and it can help you regain your emotional balance. This is also a great time to explore new interests or go back to hobbies you haven't had time for. The point here is to look after yourself and have some fun. Not only will that distract you from your loss, but it also allows for your personal growth and the development of new friendships. Here's the thing. The end of a friendship can be painful, but it's not the end of the road. It's just a little detour on the journey of life, one that can lead to personal growth, new relationships, and even improved mental health. Be proactive about managing this change, show yourself kindness, and be open to the lessons it brings. You've got this. If this video was helpful, please give it a like, and I'm sad to announce that this is my last video for the foreseeable future. I have a lot on at the moment, and I've had to make some tough decisions about the way forward. However, you can still get your weekly dose of mental health tips in my podcast, Let's Talk About Mental Health, available wherever you get your podcasts. There's a link to it in the description, or head to ltamh.com. Thank you so much for joining me today. Thanks for all of your support here, and take care of your well-being. Thank you to all of my amazing Patreon supporters. Join now for exclusive ad-free content and early episode access. It's linked in the episode description.